this childcare facility that's already been in place, we learned that it was at the NSC and was specifically for frontline medical staff. Why didn't government make that public?
What we've been trying to do is to provide childcare for those really critical workers at Nobles Hospital. This has been done in a very sensitive way to support them doing some of the hardest jobs during this pandemic, such as looking after patients on intensive care. We've been doing this quite closely through the Department of Health and Social Care internally to select those people who really do need to get into work and look after their children while they're there. So we have had quite a limited capacity because we've used the advice of the Public Health Directorate to design areas in the NSC which will be safe to bring in very small numbers of pupils, very small numbers of children at various times so that we can look after them while their parents provide these essential roles that we rely upon. We didn't want to publicise this to put these people under the spotlight.
But there would be many in the community that would argue that they too are as essential, yet haven't been provided for. There are other emergency services, for instance, that we know have been particularly badly hit by having to either be in self-isolation or who've actually contracted COVID. Has there been any consideration for other frontline workers who would have benefited from a resource like this?
There has, but what the Department of Health and Department of Education, Sport and Culture have been doing is working with all those critical sectors, for instance, the police, the prison and probation service, the fire brigade, to see what their needs were at the time. And as I said, in terms of the Department of Health, they were in critical need of childcare so that some of their staff could get back to work. As you say, quite a few were having to self-isolate. So that was putting a strain on their services. We've now got past that point. We're now dealing with health, but also looking at those other key critical services that we can support over the Easter period until we can have a phased reintroduction of preschool, schools and UCM.